In the name. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Sorry. Y'all want me to start all over? Okay. I'll do it again. Excuse me. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. We are in the house of God this morning. Yes, yes. Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and all our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Amen? Amen. I'm going to ask everyone to stand as we're going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to go into our scripture so you guys can prepare. We're going to be reading Psalms 117. Okay, that's Psalms 117. But I'm going to open up with prayer. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm feeling good. My sister and my good friend, she's everything to me, came walking through the door, Sister Rayetta, and I'm just praising God. Woo! What a way to celebrate Women's Month. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to see how good God is, y'all look at and talk to Sister Rayetta. She is a walking and living miracle, and we just want to thank God for her this morning. So it was a very pleasant surprise, and I'm going to try not to get emotional, but I'm just praising God. I'm just grateful that she is here with us and spending time with us this morning. Father God in heaven, we come before you on this beautiful Sunday morning. God, we come before you giving you honor and giving you praise. Father, we gather in your presence, and we come with open hearts and minds, ready to worship and praise your holy name. Oh, Father God, we ask that you bless this time of worship so that we may be uplifted and inspired by your presence. Father God, you are worthy, and we thank you. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your mercy. And most important, God, we thank you for your unfailing love. Oh, yeah, God, you are awesome, and you're an awesome wonder, God, and we just love you. Father God, we thank you for the shepherd of this house, our pastor, Jonathan Ford, God. And God, we ask you to bless him, strengthen him and his family, and continue to strengthen his ministry, God. God, we ask you to cover him with the blood that you shed. And Father, we ask that you lift up the great woman of God, speaker of the hour, God, Pastor Marita Powell, God. We ask you to cover her this morning and let her word be a nourishment to our souls, God. Oh, yeah, God, we're ready. We are ready, ready, ready. Yes, Jesus. And this is our prayer in the name of your Son, God, and our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Are y'all ready for the scripture? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to have a good time today. Psalms 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the earth. For he loves us with unfailing love. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. We are going to get ready for a selection. I'm very excited. I'm going to ask my brother Robert and our sister Helena to come up and join me because I don't want to be up here by myself. Singing, being led by our very own Deacon Jackson. Praise the Lord. Everybody, come praise with me.
Come on and praise the Lord with me. 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 Praise the Lord with me.
We're going to get ready for the best part of the service. And I'm going to call up my deaconess, Sister Barb, to introduce the speaker. But before she comes up, I want to say, not only can I know for a fact, because I was a witness, Pastor Marita Powell, not only can she preach a good word, but my sister, this great woman of God, can sing. And when I say she can sing, she can sing. I heard her first sing at the homegoing service of our Mother Williams, Sister Deaconess Barb's mom. And she had sung a selection. I was like, wow, amazing. So I'm hoping this morning we can get a little touch
of that voice. But as I'm going to call up Sister and Deaconess, Sister Barb, to introduce this great woman of God. Everybody say amen as she comes.
Good morning. It's not going to be a long introduction because she really needs no introduction. I met Pastor Powell 20 plus years ago, perhaps. She was the banging his hairdresser then. Amen. Amen. That's all right. She kept me primped and curled just right. Amen. But I soon, upon meeting her, you know she's a child of the Most High God. It radiates from every pore. She didn't even have to open her mouth, and I knew she knew the Lord. Amen. I had the pleasure of meeting her mother before her homegoing, and you could tell she came from strong roots, very strong roots. Rita, as I affectionately call her, has been in my life all that time. She met and married my godson, Christopher Powell. Amen. Amen. That's what I was waiting on. Amen. Amen. It is indeed my honor and my pleasure to introduce to you Pastor Marita Powell. As our Deaconess Kamala said, she can not only sing, she can sing. And when I extended the invitation, she said, okay. And, you know, I said, but you know I need a song this morning. She said, but I need a song this morning. Amen. So I hope she's going to bless us with her presence. Let's pray for her this morning. I know she's been under the weather all week, and it's a stretch for her this morning. So let's continue to pray for her. But you are in for a treat this morning, Pastor Marita Powell.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, you can do better than that. Don't patty cake. If you really came to praise the Lord on this Sunday morning, I dare you to open up your mouth, lift your hands, say something to them. Something like, I love you, I praise you, I worship you. Hallelujah! I extol you, I adore you. God, you're a good God. You're a worthy God. You're a thank. Come on, come on, come on. You looking at me. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. I need you to touch him this morning. Hallelujah! Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's go higher. Let's go higher. Do something you've never done before. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, we glorify you, we magnify, come on, come on, come on. We magnify you, we praise you, we bless you. You're worthy, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for being a good God. Thank you for keeping my family. Thank you for life, health, and strength. I don't know if I got any grateful people in this house this morning, but I wish I had somebody to throw your head back, lift your hands up, and tell us thank you. It could have been another way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think of the hallelujah of the goodness of Jesus and all, not a little bit, but all, not some other, but all that he's done for me, my soul begins to cry out. Hallelujah. I don't know if I got any thankful people, but I thank God. Yeah, yeah, I thank God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thank God. Yes, I thank God that you didn't let the bullet come through my window. I thank God that you didn't let the car hit my car and cause an accident. I thank God that the thief didn't come last night. The robber didn't come last night. I thank God that the fire didn't come to my house. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. I tell you what, when you go through something, it makes you grateful that you got a God that can respond. Yeah, because some people are praying to statues and they're praying to inanimate objects, expecting a miracle, expecting a blessing. But I got a God that responds. And he responds to my praise. He says he inhabits the praises. That's why I'm trying to see who came to really praise the Lord this morning. I'm trying to see who really came with something on their lips, who came with an offering, not just tangible money, but who came to offer God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, Pastor broke out. Come on, when the pastor break out. Hey. Come on and praise him. Y'all remember this? I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. Let me hear you say. Hey, I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. Yes, I praise him. 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 In the morning. In the noon. Midnight hour. Praise him. When you're happy. When you're sad. When you don't know what to do. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Clap your hands. Stop your feet. Lift him up. Do your dance. Just praise him. 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 Say, I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being so good to me. So everybody say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you for being so good to me. Hey! For being so good to me.
Oh, yeah, bless your name.
He that is in the world, which makes you more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Do you know who you really are? Hallelujah. So I am grateful and I'm excited to be here this morning. When I got the invitation, I said, oh, you want me to sing? She said, no, I want you to preach. I said, what? You want who? I know they, you know, Pastor Paul and all them. I'm like, you. Just let me sing a little Holy Ghost filled song and that's it. She said, no, I want you to come and minister for our Women's Day, our Women's Month. I said, okay. All right. And I accepted the invitation. And it was so crazy because that Sunday was open. Usually my Sundays are not open. And I said, okay, God, I hear you. I hear you. So I am here to share with you this morning and to be led of the Holy Ghost. Now, let me tell you something. I'm a praiser. I have spiritual Tourette's, so I can break out at any given moment because I remember where God has brought me from when I thought I was going to lose my mind, when I thought I was going to give up or give in, when I thought it was over, when I thought that marijuana was going to take, can I keep it real with you, was going to take over my life, when I thought that alcohol was going to take over my life because it made me feel good for a moment, the common denominator was Jesus. The common denominator was Jesus, because every time after all it was said and done and I did all my partying on, the night before, and I had the kind of mom, like, I don't care what time you come in this house. I don't care what you did the night before. I don't care how sober you're not. You're going to church. So there were some Sundays I was sitting in church. I don't know who this is for. There were some Sundays I was sitting in church. Head was nine. And she said, keep your head straight. From the choir stand. Y'all know that choir stand look. Keep your head straight and keep your eyes open. Your eyes was open when you was doing what you was doing last night. So keep your eyes open and keep your head straight. And I thank God for those teachings because now, woo, it comes in handy. What am I saying? I feel this Holy Ghost. Your children, just keep praying. Don't fight them. Just keep praying. Because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And the more you put the seed in the atmosphere, what does the seed do? The seed grow. So don't, you don't have to beat them up. Don't punish them. Just keep praying. Every time you walk past them, just say, Jesus. Look at Jesus. Put some oil in the sneakers and say, Jesus. Put some oil on the keys and say, Jesus. Eventually, those things are going to come up out of them because the power of Jesus cannot be hidden. Okay, come on. We're going to the word. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that you have graced us another opportunity to come into your house and to hear from you. Now, Father, take the coals and cleanse my lips. You know exactly what you want to say. You know exactly what you want to do. I move out of the way so that you can move in the way. And I pray that you would heal, set free, and deliver your people. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some lonely nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days, but I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I ask this one question, Lord. Why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they cannot see. And so about it. That's giving the devil too much glory, too much power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have your Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke. Hallelujah. Chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Verse 43. Hallelujah. 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 Just look at somebody and say, I made it through it. No, you ain't talking. You ain't talking. You need to find another partner. Look at somebody and tell them, I made it through. I made it through. I made it through. Look at somebody and tell them, I made it. I made it. I made it out of that one. I thought I was losing, but I made it out of that one. I made it out of that one. I made it. I made it out of that one. Every trap, every hallelujah, can I walk? I made it. I made it. I don't look like what I've been through. You are my heart, sister. Can I just take your hand? I made it. You made it. You made it. They thought they broke you. You had to cry all by yourself. But look at you now. You didn't quit. You didn't give up. You didn't throw in the towel. Because something inside of you kept saying, girl, you better than this. You better than this. You're better than this. When I tell you the glory of the Lord is on your life, that's why you can't quit. That's why you can't give up, and that's why some of your friends are leaving you. Can I talk to you for real? That's why some of your friends are walking away. And like, girl, we've been friends. Change your heart first. Then you change your mind. And now your conditions are changing. Even in your home, that's why you got more peace. Don't let them take your peace. Don't let them take your peace. Because you worked hard for this. And you're a giver. So your heart automatically gives in places that people, you know, they really don't even need it. You know it because God told you they didn't need it. But they were using you. But because of love, you stayed. But
that's
today
right.
we sever the soul ties.
That's
in
right.
the name of Jesus.
That's
freedom
that's
to your mind, freedom to your spirit.
That's right.
And you go and you build the business that you wanted to have.
Thank
you, Jesus. God has given you so much authority. And sometimes you feel like, God, where are you? What are you doing? Like, can you please tell me what's up? Just asking him questions. He said, I already gave you the answers, but you ignored me. Because of what people were saying. Because of what you heard. But today you have freedom in the Holy Ghost to be everything God has designed you to be. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, stay strong, girl. Don't you give up. You hear me? Hallelujah. 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 If you have
your way. Have your way. Have your way.
We're turning to Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 43. Now, I'm reading from the New International Version of the Bible. Yeah, God is going to do something miraculous in here. And I want to tell you, Tab, I call y'all Tab, if that's okay, Tabernacle Tab, you know. Okay. I want to tell y'all to prepare for people to come that don't look like you. They're going to be unchurched. But you have to love that out of them. Now, you want the people to come. God, hallelujah! God is going to send help, because some people in here, I feel it in my spirit, have been praying, Lord, send help. Lord, we need help. Lord, send help. Lord, we need finances. Lord, we need this, we need that. God said, I heard your prayer, because when a church prays together, it's the same thing as when a family prays together. He's going to have to come. Why? Because he has to come and see about his children when we open our mouths. He promised that he would supply every one of our needs. He would then become a liar if he does not come to see about the tithe.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And he can't be a liar. His word can't return to him void. The people are coming. Are you prepared? You're asking for a blessing that God is going to give to you, but if you're not prepared for it, you'll squander it. And then they'll be talking church hurt. Well, I went to that church on the corner and guess what they did? You have to be prepared for, by loving kindness have I drawn thee. You have to be the light. And there's so many churches around here. This neighborhood should be so saturated with the Holy Ghost. There should be no killing, no nothing going on in this neighborhood with the power of the churches united together. But because someone is not showing love. Someone is only loving on the inside, but it's the outside that matters. This is just your institution of learning. What you learn here, you portray out there. And these people around here need to see you loving on them, not just each other. The people are coming. Look at somebody and say, the people are coming. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Huh? No, ask them, are you ready? What ministry are you on? What are you doing? Are you just filling the pew? Are you going out ministering to the neighborhood? Are you knocking on doors? You know, people still do that. You got to be careful. But people still do that. They still knock on doors. Did you know that Jesus saved? Can I pray for you today? You ain't even got to spend no money. All you got to do is got to go out. Can I pray for you with a sign? Somebody going to stop.
That's
That's right.
And yo, I need prayer today because when I woke up this morning, my boss called me and told me.
That's right.
All you have to do is make a sign. Can I pray for you? And somebody's going to stop.
That's right.
I don't care if it's the prostitute. You did what you were assigned to do. Are you doing what you're assigned to do? That's the charge to you today. That's the charge to you today. Make sure you're ready for what you ask God for. God bless you. Woo! So, we're going to read this passage of scripture. Luke 8:43. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him, speaking of Jesus, and touched the edge of his cloak. And immediately, somebody say immediately, her bleeding stopped. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that the power has gone from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could no longer go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. You may have your seats. So I just want to talk to you. I want to talk to you briefly from the subject of issues, tissues, and a decision. Issues. Now, all of us got issues. All of us going to need some tissues because issues bring pain. And we all got to make a decision. So here we have this woman with this issue that has been going on for 12 years. And ladies, I'm not going to be too graphic, but y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. So she had this situation where she was hemorrhaging. And so, every day for 12 long years, she had to go through menstruation. She had to go through a cycle. She was trapped. Remember that cycle I was talking about? She was trapped in the cycle. Now, this wasn't common for the ordinary woman because usually it takes 7 days, and then you can look into Leviticus, it'll explain it to you. 7 days, the woman would be on her flow, and then 7 days after that, she would be, going through her cleansing process. So she was ceremonially unclean, which meant that she could not be around the crowd of people. She could not touch anything, the bed, the chair, anything that she sat on or touched was pretty much undefiled because she was going through a moment of cleansing. And so this woman, it wasn't even, this is the good part, right? Because it wasn't even her moment. It wasn't even her time. But she made a decision to make it her choice. It wasn't her time. It wasn't her turn. But she made the decision to make it a choice to be free. Well, what do you mean it wasn't her time? Because anything Jesus does, he does in decency and order. I get you. I hear you. But here's the thing. Jesus was coming from the other side of the lake because he had cast out some spirit, sent them into the swine. I'm not going to assume that everybody knows the story. Cast them out into the swine. The swine ran into the lake and everything, and they drowned and all that. Jesus was like, I got to get out of here. They trying to kill me. They mad at me now. I done messed up. I got to get out of here. So he went back over to the Galileans and came, and they were waiting. They was ready because they knew the power that Jesus possessed. They saw the miracles that he had done before. They were so excited, like, girl, I'm about to get healed. Girl, I'm about to get all I need. I'm about to be all right. Jesus was like, I'm here. So he got a message from Jairus from the synagogue. Now, he was a synagogue keeper, so somebody like that, that's like, Pastor, like, I need you in my office at 8:30 in the morning. You're like, Pastor, I don't get to church until about 10. He's like, I need you in my office at 8:30. And he's like, I don't know what this man of God thinking, but I'm going to do it because that's the man of God. So he says, I need you to come and heal my daughter. Now listen to this number. Heal my daughter of 12 years. She's sick and close to death. Now this woman also has 12 years of, I said, Lord, this 12 is something else. So he's saying to her, he says to Jesus, he said, come on, I need you to heal my daughter. My daughter's sick. She's dying. And I'm not long-winded, y'all. It's just going to be quick. So you got to catch it. Get your notes. Okay? Got to catch it while it's hot. Because if you miss it, you missed it. Okay? All right. He said, come to my house. He said, please, whatever you need, I come to my house. I need you to touch my daughter. This is my only girl. Like, she's only 12. Like, she's just becoming a woman. She was like, all right, I'm coming. So everybody, I'm telling you, it was like a parade. Like, you know how the Eagles had won that time and all them people was all in the streets. It was a parade of people. He was like, oh. He was like, so Jesus walking through, you know, this is my movie in my head about the scriptures, okay? So Jesus walking through, like, yeah, these people are here for me, but I ain't going to get all, you know, caught up in what they doing. So people talk like, Tina. So he all excited. Jesus like, yeah, God bless you. Power to you, Holy Ghost filled to you. Like he just walking through, and you know the 12 disciples behind him. Like, yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, look at my boy. That's my boy, GZ right there. They walking through, and this woman who's not even supposed to be in the public. She's not even supposed to be outside. Heard that Jesus was passing by. This is what this woman did. She took time to make a decision. She said, am I going to break the law and possibly be stoned if this man is not the Messiah? am I going to stay with this issue after I've used every penny that I've had? And what am I going to do? Am I going to stay in this cycle? Am I going to stay in this situation? Am I going to stay stuck with this issue that I can't even explain to anybody because nobody can come near me? Even if I have a husband, he can't even come see about me. If I have children, they can't sit and talk to me. I can't even raise my children for 12 years. Nobody could heal me. I went to physician after physician after physician. And nobody had a cure. But I got a moment. I got an opportunity. And see, she had to paint this, hallelujah. She had to paint this picture in her mind. She had to orchestrate and put this thing together because she said, if he ain't who I think he is, we both finna die. We both finna get stoned. So she said, I have to make sure that this moment that I seize won't fail me. Because I'm down to this. Anybody ever been like, this is my last choice? This is my last opportunity? This is my last straw? If this doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do. Don't ask me because this is it.
That's right.
And that was what was on this woman's mind. She said, I have to get this opportunity to get to Jesus. So this woman said to herself, I've got to make a decision. Somebody say, I got to make a decision. Her decision was to be determined. Her decision was to use what was inside of me, even though I didn't know it was there. Because if the Bible doesn't state if she was a Gentile or if she was a Jew. So we don't know if she believed the laws or not. We just know she needed a touch. That's all it states. That she needed a touch. She wanted a touch. She wanted freedom. So my question was, why didn't she just, because I know me, if I saw Jesus passing by, oh baby, get security because I'm jumping on his back. I'm going all in. Like, go get the cops. Lock me up. Do what you got to do. I touched them, okay? I'm not going to just touch she actually touched the tassel of his garment. She didn't even touch the garment. She didn't even touch the full garment. She didn't even grab him. She didn't feel his sweat. She didn't feel his hand. She touched the tassel. And I said, Lord, why would, because I just told you, I would have jumped on his back. Like, for real, for real. But she touched, she said, if I could get a little bit of Jesus, it'll go a long way. So I said, okay. Why did she touch what was it about that tassel? The name of the tassel is the Tzit Tzit. T-I-U, if you're taking notes, T-Z-I-T, T-Z-I-T. It's called the Tzit Tzit. Everybody say that. Yeah. Okay. And it's at the corners of the garment. It reminds the Jewish people to keep the commandments of God both day and night. Right? So this tassel, she made a decision to touch was a part of the representation of God. If you ever seen the Jewish people and they wear their garments, you see like the little things dangling when they walk. That's what I'm talking about. So those tassels have five knots, right? And then they have eight threads when they're doubled over. And in between those, and in between those knots are four spaces. I'm going to add it all up for you because it's going to make sense. So the five knots represents the Torah or the Pentateuch. That's the first five books of the Bible. Uh-huh. And then you have the eight threads, right? The eight threads that double over makes 13. And then the word tzitzit equals out to be 600. So altogether you have 613, right? Right? 8 plus 5 plus 600. Y'all with me? All right. It equals out to be 613, right? And in the 613, in the first five books of the Bible, there are 613 laws. So not only was she touching Jesus, she was touching everything that God had promised her in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. She said that I need whatever is in the word. I don't just want Jesus. Because at that point, Jesus had power. He was mighty and strong. But he was in the flesh. She said, I need something spiritual. Because remember, it wasn't her, but her faith that made her whole. So what her flesh couldn't connect with Jesus, it wasn't a spiritual connection that she was trying to make. She was saying, Jesus, I need what's inside of you. You can find these teachings in Deuteronomy 22 and Numbers 15 to back that up. And then I want to go to Malachi 4 and 2. Because this girl, when I tell you I read this girl, this gave me some strength. Malachi 4 and 2 says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. I said, Lord, how you take me there? I don't get it. I ain't get it at first. I talked to Jesus like that because I wanted to be real with me. I said, I don't get it, Lord. I know that's in your word, so it got to make sense some kind of way. He said, okay, I need you to really study. I said, all right, I got you. I'll do that, you know. He says, okay, the Hebrew word for wings is kanaf or patrux. K-A-N-A-P-H or P-T-E-R-U-X. It's like, okay, what does that translate into our language? The corner. I was like, stop playing Jesus. Because remember, she didn't touch Jesus. She touched the corner. Because she knew something that everybody else around her didn't know. Or she knew something that nobody else was really concerned about because everybody was so flabbergasted that Jesus was in town that they didn't see that this man of God had something on the inside of him that was so strong that it was in his garment. Woo! So she said, I don't even need to touch you, Mr. Jesus. I don't even need to touch you, but I need to touch your garment because I know what's in the corner. Woo! How many of us have a corner that we can go to, turn our face to that wall, and say, Lord, here I am. Woo, that was so good to me. So this woman knew something that the folks had, like I told you, they didn't care or they didn't know. But she made a decision to touch Jesus, the one that could heal her, the one that could set her free, the one that made a power of agreement, because he said, if any two touch, Did you catch? Did you? If any two touch, and if you're in the right vein with somebody who's touching and agreeing with you, he promised he'd come in the midst. I'm saying to you today, you got to find somebody that can help pray you through. You got to find somebody that you can touch and hold on to. You can't let them go because depression will try to get you if you try to do this on your own. Sickness will try to get you if you do. The devil will try to get you if you try to do this on your own, because he's running around like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. But this is not your moment of devour. It's your moment of decision. So while Jesus is on his way to Jairus' house to heal this his daughter, it's not that Jesus is not concerned about Jairus' daughter. Jesus knows perfect timing. Because, see, they were already laughing and mocking Jesus before he even got there. They sent the message to him while excuse my interruption, while the woman was interrupting Jesus on the way to Jairus' house. They sent the message to Jesus like, you know what, bro? You're late. Don't even come. Because the girl's dead. Jesus was like, hold up. You know who my dad is? Hold up, bro. Like, pause. Hold up. You're going to tell me she's dead? Do you know who I am? Do you know the power that I possess? Do you see what's happening now? In the midst of me on my way there, do you see? So how you gonna tell me? And they laughed at me. It was like, Jesus, stop playing. For real. You gonna tell me we done checked her pulse. We done tried to give her water and bread. And she's not moving. Jesus like, the girl is chill, bro. She's asleep. He said, I'll get there when I get there. Same thing he said to Lazarus' sisters. Chill, sis. I know the boy gone. I know he gone. It's in my timing. I got to talk to the Father first. Because see, if Jesus made a move without talking to the Father first, it could have been a disaster, not only for you, but for me and the entire human race. It could have been a disaster if he didn't take a moment to say, yo, I can't go do this right now. I got to talk to Jesus first. That's why he said, y'all can't even sit and pray with me for 1 hour. I'm getting instructions for your life. But you too tired to chill with me to make sure that you okay? I get you. I got it. So my thing is, how many times do we come to God's house and we don't make the decision to touch him? Now, when you come to somebody's house, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be there. They're not going to invite you to their house and you just chill and do whatever you want to do in their house and they can't see what you're doing. So, how many times have you walked through those pretty brown doors and you sat in these pews and you did not allow God to even touch you, let alone you touch him? That's why he said, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter into his courts with praise. I'll be thankful. He was preparing you for when you enter into a king's house. Because do you understand that when the Spirit of the Lord comes, that healing takes place? That your emotions move out of the way. It's no longer about you, but it's about what God can do for you so that you can be a witness for him. Somebody's watching you. I don't care how little you think you are in this life. Somebody looking at you. Somebody knows something you did. Somebody knows something you said, and they know where you've been. And they remember. But do they remember the glory of the Lord on your life? Do they know that you left Sunday morning service after you leave here? By Tuesday? By Wednesday? Or do pastor have to pray you through again for the same reason, because you're caught in a cycle that you have power over? What is my cycle? Depression. Every morning I wake up, I don't even know why I'm here. These kids, I don't know what to do with these kids. They just all over the place. I tell them don't do it, they do it. This job, I wake up every morning, I go to this job, and the boss, he just don't appreciate nothing that I do. These bills, what am I going to do with these bills? All of these things. that we build up against ourselves. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness and all of these things. How many times have you asked God, should I buy this shirt? I know it's cute. I do it sometimes. I forget sometimes and I just buy it. But I do it sometimes. I stop and I say, Lord, do I really need this shirt? Or can I help somebody out with food this week? Sometimes my husband look at me like I'm crazy. He look at me like, girl, we need food too. Let's not be a fool. I know you want to be a blessing, but you better bless your house first. I get it. It's a struggle in these streets. The streets is real out here. Can I keep it real? But are we stuck in the cycle of not giving God what he deserves so he can give unto us what we deserve? What do you really deserve? If you don't know what the Bible says about you, you can't have what the Bible says about you because you don't know that it's in there. That's why the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. But do you know where the wicked is? Do you know who he's talking about when he says it? Well, he's not talking about the drug dealer on the street. It's not just him. He's talking about the government.
That's right.
It's stored up for the just. But because we are ignorant to Satan's devices, we stay stuck in what we in. And he's like, I don't know why God's not blessing me. I prayed this week. I fasted. I even gave an extra dollar in tithes. And he ain't did nothing for me. He keep doing it. I'm like, oh God, I'm tired of it. Let me get my testimony. I woke up this morning and all the cereal was gone. You ready to take my sister Tutu? Sit down. Sit down. Okay? Because the power of the Lord obviously is not moving the way that it should. Why is that? So the Jews, let me tell you something about the Jews, right? So the Jews knew that the Messiah would come. But they were looking for like a warrior or somebody like Moses to come. And they thought when Jesus came in that he was going to check Rome out. Like, I'm taking all y'all spoils. I'm taking your kids. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Remember that thing that means? Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your cat. Hide your dog. They thought Jesus was coming through to just destroy Rome so that Israel could reign again. And Jesus was like, they only thought that because he was from the line of David. He was the grandson of David. So it was his lineage that they were looking at, but they weren't looking at the reason that he came. He really came to set the captives free in their minds, in their spirits, in their hearts, in their souls. Because if he would have came as the warrior, we would have never been redeemed. We would have been caught in this cycle of sin. We would have been destroyed again. You think water? Then he said fire this time, bro. I'm scared of fire. I don't play around. Fire. So what am I saying? You got to get your soul up out of this cycle because you're so used to having a dirty soul that when your soul becomes clean, it feels uncomfortable. It becomes uncomfortable to you to know that I'm this close to God because my friends ain't this close. It becomes uncomfortable to you to be this close to God because I don't do the things that I used to do and I don't know what to do now because now I feel like I'm so saved that I can't go back to the former place. No, you can't go back to the former place. But have you ever asked God to surround you with what will sustain you? We forget to ask God these questions. So we set ourselves up in traps. It becomes a cycle. It becomes an issue. It becomes a constant separation from him. And I'm still talking to a woman with the issue of blood because remember, she had to be isolated. She couldn't be around other people. And so our sin isolates us from the presence of God because he cannot dwell in any unclean place. And so the more you become unclean and you become wrapped up in that cycle of sin, you get caught up and you become isolated from him. And then you say, where is God? This is the crazy part. This is the crazy part. Jesus, remember I told you, my movie in my head, right? They walking through this throne like, it's my boy Jesus right here. You know what I'm saying? They like, yeah, Jesus. You know the girls, you know, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, they walking through. And so this is the crazy part, right? The 12 that went with him everywhere he went could not even expose the magnitude of his greatness. It took a woman so unclean that she could, that she couldn't even be around anybody else to expose the magnitude of the Messiah. What am I saying? I understand, sis. I understand, bro, that you are in a broken, dirty condition. But if you touch the hem of his garment, I promise he will expose to you everything that you need him to be. You may need him as a doctor. You may need him as a lawyer. You may need him as a comforter. Whatever you need him to be, if you touch him, he'll expose to you exactly who he is. So this woman, unless you really study, you really research and you go to the synagogue. I went to Germantown Jewish Center to get some of this information. Amen. If you really study and you find out that this woman didn't have a name. Right, they don't say her name in the Bible. In not in this one. But there is a Bible that has it in there. This woman was only known by her condition. The woman with... They don't say, hey, Becky. Right. Hey, Sheila. Pauline. They don't say none of that. They said the woman. How many times have you let somebody identify you by your condition? Oh, yeah, she smoke. Oh, yeah, she party. I have a situation, but my situation is not my outcome. Because you can say however you want to say, you are what you believe. If you believe you're a Christian, guess what? Somebody preach it. I hear you. I heard you. If you say you a hoodlum, guess what? You a what? Oh, all right. So this woman had to say to herself, while nobody else was around at some point, and say, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm strengthened. This is, whoo! And then I believe she heard Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. What am I looking for? I'm looking for the evidence of what I don't see. But what is going to activate the things that I don't see? It's my faith. How much faith do you have to believe that God is going to get you out of this way? Are you really stuck or is your faith not activated? Because let me pop that bubble, right? Jesus didn't heal her. He never said, woman, I healeth thee. He said, daughter. So what he did was he changed her name. He changed her name from a condition, hallelujah, to freedom. Hallelujah. He changed her name. He changed the condition. Because immediately, somebody say immediately, she was made whole. Who really want to be made whole? Who really want to activate faith today? Hallelujah. So it wasn't until this woman came through the crowd. Now, you know, crowds can be noisy. Crowds can be loud. And you can lose focus in the crowd because there's so much noise. There's so much going on. A whole bunch of people everywhere. But you got to stay focused. I'm saying to you, the noise of life is a crowd. Hallelujah. And you're going to be distracted, but you have to learn to distract your distractions by knowing what you're going after. Because when you set a goal, you have the opportunity to say, I'm going to follow that or I'm going to stick with Jesus. And see, the thing is, we've learned to let our distractions overtake us. And now we're stuck with the distraction when the whole time Jesus is passing by. And this is the thing, in some of our lives, he has passed us by quite a few times. But you missed them because the distraction was just too good to my flesh. How many times have you allowed the flesh to become so weak and so vulnerable that everything you learn, greater is he that is in me. I am more than a conqueror. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the first and not the last. I'm above always and not beneath. All of these things that you know that God has spoken to you. But I just can't stay focused. Don't get me wrong. This walk with God is not an easy walk. When you made this decision, you said, I sign up for all. Why did you sign up for it? Because I believe. Because I felt something. Because I knew something. Because he's done something for me that nobody else could do. Remember, she used all her money. The physicians couldn't do it. The doctors couldn't do it. Jesus didn't do it. But she did it. What am I saying to you? What you've been waiting for the whole time has been inside of you the whole time. Your healing, hallelujah to God. I'm talking to myself. Your deliverance, hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Your second wind, the strength of your children and your children's children. It's all inside of you. But you have been letting the enemy win. But I declare and decree that on this morning, you make the decision to go where God tells you to go. You make the decision to walk how God has told you to walk. You make the decision to run on and see what the end gonna be. Somebody is waiting on you to become delivered. Somebody is waiting on you to come on out of this. So they can have the favor to know that I'm coming up. I'm coming out. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be delivered. I'm going to be saved. I'm going to walk like Jesus told me to walk. Hallelujah. 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 You got to make up in your mind that enough is enough. I'm tired of taking the devil's stuff. I let you take my peace. I let you take my joy. But this time, this time, this time, I made up in my mind, I'm not going back. The old folks they used to say, I believe I'll run on. He said, greater is the ending of the thing than the beginning. I know the way it started for you. I know the way it looked while you're going through it. But I came to tell you on this good morning that God is coming to the rescue for you. Tell somebody it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. And this is what you're going to be able to say. You're going to be able to say, I suffered for this one. I produced oil for this one. Yes, I made it through this one. And I didn't have to use nobody else because it was already on the inside of me. What's on the inside of you? What you feed your spirit is what you are. So if you watch Atlanta Housewives, you're full of Atlanta Housewives. If you watch the soaps and you watch the soaps every day, you're full of the soaps. Full of drama. I'm just saying, you are what you put in your soul. How much word is on the inside of you? How much word can you pull out of you when that devil starts? Because the musicians ain't there, the pastor ain't there, when the devil knock on your door, and they may not be able to pray you through at that moment. What are you going to say to God? Hallelujah. Do you know the power that you possess? He said you are made in his image. So when... She couldn't be in a church. She couldn't be in a temple. But she said, this is my last resort. I don't know what I'm going to do after this. I have to expose this man. Talking about Jesus. I have to expose him. Because I know something about him that the rest of these people don't know. And how do I know it? Because I had to take time to learn his father. To know who will be in the flesh. Because remember, they didn't have these back then. So it had to, be the teaching of the Holy Spirit. That's why the word says the greatest teacher is the Holy Spirit. I see, I'm not free, Pastor. The spirit of depression. And I cancel it. I pull it up by the roots in the name of Jesus. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I speak to your spirit that the word of God come alive. And this time you make the decision not to cry, but to win. Hallelujah to God. You make the decision to stand up for you. You know who you are. Stop letting depression tell you who you are. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your spirit that suicide will not attach you. You will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. You are a plowing woman in the name of Jesus who will make deposits into other women because of where you have been. I tell your spirit to rise up in the name of Jesus. You are not broken. You have a name. You are not your issue. You are not your condition. But you have a name. Your name is virtuous. Hallelujah. Your name is strength. Your name is beautiful. Hallelujah. I declare it over your spirit. I declare it over your soul. That when you leave this place, you will never go back to that again. Hallelujah. I close the door that you can't even walk through it again. Even if you wanted to be sad, I pray that for the spirit of heaviness, he gives you a garment of praise. That you'll find yourself praising in the midst of the issue. Everybody stand to your feet. Can you play something softly for me? Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't care. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. One thing we all got in common under this roof is we got issues. Some of us might have money issues. Some of us might have family issues. Some of us might have issues with our health. But I don't care what it is, you got an issue. You got something that you have to seek God about. I have so much more to say, but I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit. I don't want this moment to pass you. The Holy Ghost is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel him. Spirit of the Lord is here. Are you going to let this moment pass you? One thing that I didn't mention was it wasn't until she made the confession. Even though she immediately, remember I had y'all say immediately, she immediately felt the bleeding stop. But it wasn't confirmed until she made the confession of her faith. Romans 10:10. Once she made the confession of her faith in front of all these people, it proved to them that God was a healer and who Jesus was. It proved, it made a statement that even if I'm not sure, I'm not certain, I still believe. Do you still believe that God can do anything? Or have life issues taking you down so much that you don't even know whether you're coming or going or if you still believe? Life gets that way. I've been there. Lord, speak to me. Say something to me and let me know that you are who you say you are. I believe, but I need to see it. Because I don't see you parting the Red Sea today. Can I keep it real? I'm being honest. We don't see those things. We see you doing miracles, signs, and wonders. I've seen people have gourds on their neck and a preacher come and snatched it off and threw it on the floor and it burst and the person was like, ah, I'm like, whoa. We've seen those miracles. I've seen people raised from the dead in the sanctuary. I've seen those things. So I know the power that you possess, but what about the power in me? I don't want you to become a cannibal. You're hearing the word, but it's bouncing right off of you. And so now all you have is what's inside of you, and it's not enough. So you start eating off of yourself because you can't trust nobody else. Because you don't know if they're telling you the truth. And your pastor's up here sweating, preaching, and teaching. And you're like, all right, Lord, I heard you. But are you applying what you heard? This is the season that we not only be hearers of the word, but you have to become a doer of the word. Can I tell you something? I'm so disappointed with Christians because we allow the enemy to do his job and do it well. But when it comes down to us, and forgive me, Lord, because I'm there too. When it comes down to us doing and executing exactly what God has told us to do, we got questions. We got issues. We got problems. Lord, I don't know if I can do that because that's a lot. And I just ain't ready to dedicate that time. Let Sister Susie Q do it because I don't even want that drama. I don't even want that issue. I don't even want that. And God, like, I didn't tell Sister Susie Q. I told you. I put it on your heart. That's why you going back and forth with me because I told you to do it. He told you to do it. He told you. I'm looking at you. I see you looking back. He told you to do it. What's your name? You, looking back. What's your name? Sister who? Hey, hey Sister Cass. How you doing? Can I talk to you? Do you mind? Okay. That's what I'm going to give you. So you already know what it is. You're a real one already. Yep. And you will tell it to them like it is, whether they like it or not. Get your feelings off your shoulder, because this is what it is. Fight me, fight me. Streets is open. However, you have to be obedient, because you have a ministry to the young women. And you struggle with it, because you see a lot of yourself in them. Are you going to let them die? Because if you do, the blood's on your hands. That's why a lot of the young women in your family come to you a lot, but they don't listen sometimes, a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And it breaks your heart because you're like, I've told her. I just hear you saying, I told that girl. Mm-hmm. He said, I need you to pray harder. He said, spend more time praying instead of fussing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, don't worry about it. I'm going to change your language. He said, I'm going to change your language. He said, I'm not going to change all of you. He said, because I want you to stay the same, because I want you to be stern so they understand that I'm not playing. But they're going to see more of me in you than never before. He said, it's going to be uncomfortable. There are going to be some nights that, whoo, because I'm Mashiach. Whoo! There are going to be some nights that you wake up and cry. It's just going to be crying. But those tears are going to save a young woman's life. You're not even going to know the situation. You're just going to wake up at the same time. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody will be driving down the street and almost get into a car accident, but your tears save your life.
Hallelujah.
You can't be stubborn in this season. Move it out of the way. I know you've been this way for a long time. How am I going to change? This has been me basically all my life. And now you want me to change? I'm setting my ways. 7 o'clock, don't call me because I'm doing what I'm doing. And he's like, but that hour, you won't want to speak to me. You won't open up your Bible. Lord, I don't even know what I'm reading or what it's about, but just and those words, those words that you read, you're not even going to realize that you memorized it, and you're going to be able to speak it into someone else's life.
yes. And I mean hug her. Squeeze her. Squeeze her. Come on, hug her back. Come on, come on. Hug her back. Hug her back. Hug her back. Hug her back. Father, I pray that the virtue of the living God comes alive in her life. In the name of Jesus, every strong man be broken. Every chain be broken. In the name of Jesus, walk with her every step of the way. In the name of Jesus. Build her up, God, in the name of Jesus. Make her back come alive. We activate her faith. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, can we celebrate for her?
Real quickly, I'm passing by. I'm not going to be here long. Come on, if you need a touch from the master, come to the altar. If you need to make a decision, come on. This is your moment. This is your opportunity. Now, I'm not forcing you, because if you're not ready, it's no need for you to even come to the altar, because you're not going to give it up. But it's time for a change. Hi, how are you? I'm good. What's your name?
Renee.
My mom's name is Renee.
when I'm about to close it. I don't know. So just remember, this coming Saturday, right, we're going to be with Open Door Baptist for our women's conference, right? So if you don't have it, get the flyer. If you're on the email, you should have it. It's going to start at 9 a.m., go to about noon. But don't miss that. Transforming Women's Lives. And what a part two that will be to today's service, right? A part two is going to happen this Saturday, the 16th, Open Door Baptist over on North 26th Street. Okay, so get the flyer, get the information somehow, some kind of way. You know, catch the bus, Uber, do whatever. RSVP, no, don't tell Barb, she's right here. Just tell her, say, Barb, I'm coming, I'll be there, I'm bringing my girlfriend, yada, yada, yada. Work that out so that they can make proper preparations, right? You just don't want to show up unannounced and then it's not enough accommodation. Okay? There it is. That's what it's going to cost you. There's always a price to pay. One pair of socks for the homeless. Amen? Anything else? Okay, good, good. So let me tell you why I seized the mic. What a moment in the life and history of our church. And I'm going to say this, and I want you to, you got to, hopefully you'll get it. But when the matriarch passed, when the matriarch died and left us, so many of you died with her. She died, and many of you women died with her. Because you've been living, the matriarch was 2017, 7 years, you've been alive but lifeless. Just going through the motions. Going to church, work, home, whatever. That's what you've been. You had so much hope invested in her that when she died, you died. And for the life of me, I couldn't resurrect you. Preaching harder didn't do it. Praying more often didn't do it. And one of the things I've come to appreciate in the body of Christ is how God can use women in ministry. That's why I'm just baffled sometimes why men are against women in ministry. Women bring something to the kingdom of God that men cannot. That's why he made Eve. Why? Because Adam couldn't do it. If he could, everything would have been just with Adam. Right? But Adam couldn't do it all. So he added the female gender. He added you. And one of the benefits I had as a young pastor, I had and you had, we always had what? The matriarch. So I could preach to the men, and even though she wasn't serving as pastor, the matriarch got y'all. And you know what I'm talking about. She did. Right? She could get to you. But she died, and many of you died with her. And so that's why I'm so grateful that Pastor Powell has come to us today. Because I believe in many ways she has resurrected the spirit of the living God in so many of you. Now the challenge is to now live. Don't die again. It's my greatest fear. That's why I say, give me the oil. I got to capitalize on this moment. My greatest fear is that she'll leave and what? You'll die all over again. You'll get stirred up for a good service. Things will get quickened, right? There is an unction in the Holy Ghost, right? But if you don't continue forward in it, you're not again. And as a church, we'll do what? Go another 7 years of watching the living dead among us. You. Don't die again. There's no reason. The hope is not matriarch. The hope is not Pastor Powell. Lord knows the hope ain't Pastor Ford. Your hope is in Christ Jesus. And he said, I came that you might have life. Not death, but life. And life more abundantly. It's time for all of us to move forward. And I believe the Lord anointed her to preach to dead people. Isn't that what he said to the prophet? Can these dead bones live again? That's in your Bible. I'm not making that stuff. That is in your Bible. And the Bible said a wind came. That's what you felt today. That's the wind of the Holy Spirit. That's what you saw, heard, experienced, and felt it. That's the wind of the Holy Ghost. But now it's up to each of us, men, women, children, to live and not die. I've been in so many good church services, I can't count them anymore. And for every great one I've been in, so often it's followed by a funeral. Most folks can't make it the next Sunday. The cycle continues. They give up on what the Spirit has stirred in them. And it's just back to what? The same old, same old. So that's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to encourage. Because like I said, I've been waiting for this moment. 7 years more. That's how long Jacob had to wait for his first wife. And then another seven. Lord, don't make me wait another seven. Don't let me wait. Look, you see, I'm already, right? I may not have another seven. But capitalize. Move by faith. By what you feel the Holy Spirit has stirred and released in you. You got it? If you got it, say, I got it. Good. Stand to your feet. We're done. You know, and if you don't know, our offering baskets are there. I think Josh has how you want to give, if you want to give electronically, Cash App, Venmo, all that good stuff. He's got it up on the board. You're old-fashioned like me and you want to get cash, check it in. There's a basket for our speaker. Please be a blessing to the speaker. There's a basket for our tithes and our offering. Remember, you're giving your sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. Okay? Everybody in good shape? Everybody doing all right? No, we're going to leave her alone. She's done enough. How many folks glad you came to church this Sunday? So I want you to tell somebody what they missed. You see them next week, you're here tonight, whatever. Tell them what you missed. And just tell them, if you want me to smack you, I will. Because you should have been in church. Because you missed a lot. You should have just smacked me now. Listen to me. This anointing is not on YouTube. You're not going to get this when you watch this again on Facebook. You needed to be in the house. That woman had to fight through the crowd, right? Shame on you for staying home. Shame on you for streaming in. Not when he's calling you to Zion. All right? So we're done with it. We're not going to do nothing fancy. The Holy Spirit's already done enough. Right? We're going to pray and dismiss. Make sure you hug and greet somebody, at least two or three people. Our pastor, I'm going to ask her to come and just stand there. Right? And if you want to love on her, hug on her. Nobody getting sick. She was talking about being ill, their mask, anybody like that. But she's just going to come. She's just going to stand here. And again, before you leave, just love on her. Right? Right? And so with that, before we've been in there, Cash is coming. This is for her. Come on now. Let's give her a great big thank you. Come on. Woman of God, right? Woman of God, right? Right? God used her for you, right? Christ killed her so that you could live. And I know you can do better than that. My goodness. Come on, Taylor. Come on. Not after she done poured out. Not after she done labored all week for you so that you could get delivered. You could get blessed. Something can break free in your life. Pay what you owe. Pay what you owe. God used her to set you free. Spirit of the living God, who can do what you have done? Oh my God. You consistently demonstrate your faithfulness unto us. How and why? We'll never know till we see you face to face. But we thank you for doing it. Thank you for loving us when we were unlovable. Thank you for caring for us when we were incurable. Thank you for giving to us when everyone else forsook us. We thank you for the holiness of this day. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for holy ground. That's what we're standing on. By your Spirit, we're standing on holy ground. Help us to embrace by faith all the things that have been said, all that has been stirred in our spirit. Cause us to go forward now, the faith in the might of our Savior. Lord, help us to live and not die. Help us to hold on till you come again. Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God the best praise you got. Come on, give him your best. Give him your best. Come on, give him your best praise. Your best, your best, your best. Your best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Oh, my soul love him. My soul love him. My soul love him. Be blessed, Taylor. Come give your offering. Be a blessing to Pastor Powell. Her husband's here. Thank him for coming as well. All right, we're done. We out.